number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
What a night of Scottish Premiership action. It is a night which sees Celtic and Aberdeen go 9 points clear of Rangers. Aberdeen have beaten Rangers by 2-1 at Pittodrie. It was a more straightforward evening for Celtic, who beat Dundee 2-0 in the east end of Glasgow. We are here until 11 o'clock and we want to know what you made of it. 0141 951 1025. Give us a hint, Hugh Keevans, at what to expect on these phone lines over the next hour.
I think the overwhelming majority of the Rangers supporters will say a line has been drawn in the sand and Philippe Clement's time is up. And it doesn't matter what happens on Sunday against Motherwell. They are looking at the future in terms of Rangers, the Premiership, Rangers, the Champions League. And they see a club in severe distress. And they have, I think, and they can tell me whether I'm right or wrong, I think they have considered the manager's position and they don't think that he is the man to take Rangers forward.
Danny is first through. Danny, sum up how you're feeling tonight as a Rangers fan.
Totally fizzing. I mean, I could see it. It was gone. It was coming anyway. So I'm no surprised. But the manager selection for the start, I don't know where we got this manager. Honestly, we're getting worse under him. And I just can't be bothered listening to him after this. He's going to come out and talk about XG and small details. Fed up with it. You get the team wrong for the start. I'd be surprised if we got beaten off Motherwell now as well. That's how bad we are. And then I have to come back on and I'm checking the Celtic score and every week they know it's just they're continuing to put teams away and I'm watching this dross. We're getting served up dross every week and I'm fed up with it.
Is this the end of the line for the manager for you or not?
To go. I've been saying it for a while. He's got to go. He can't survive this and I don't know who we bring in. It's not my job to worry about that, but honestly, I can't believe what I'm watching.
See, before we get to that stuff, because I get the practicalities of it, Marvin. People will say, can Rangers afford to sack him? Look at the financials. And it's an interim chairman and no CEO who makes the decision. So I get all that. I'm just talking about on a purely, you know, kind of hypothetical, he must go or he must stay. You know, the way we throw that phrase around. I mean, Danny sounds convinced.
Yeah. And I'm not surprised after that. And I'm not saying that because Rangers have lost to Aberdeen. It's the performance that Rangers have put in there. The biggest worry for me there would be the performance. You know, outside of that 25 minutes, I thought Rangers were poor. In fact, they were terrible. And that's going to be the most alarming thing because they look like a team now, without being disrespectful to the rest of the league, other than Celtic, no one should be getting close to Rangers. They look like a team now that everyone else in the league will fancy their chances against. And Danny's right. It's been like this for too long. You know, they shouldn't be turning in performances like that. They don't look like they've got any style to them. They're going from back to front in the first half. Second half, they were a little bit better, as I said, for those 25 minutes. But I still think the substitutions won the game for Jimmy Tilleen and lost them for Clement.
What angered you most tonight, Danny?
Look, honestly, watching this is a fight for top six, and I'm not even joking when I say that. Like, I'm looking at the form that we're in now. You just wouldn't be surprised. Motherwell are, what, now 3 points behind us. For me, it's just a real worry because I don't know where we're going to end up this year.
All manager, Danny, or are there players out there that angered you tonight?
It's above the manager, isn't it? It's everything from top to bottom. The players that we've got are not good enough, but the manager's had plenty of time to sign these players. These are his players that he's playing. So he said, what, now three windows now? That he's had two windows. It's not good enough. It's his players. To bottom. And honestly, it's like, just keep Celtic the league now.
Tonight's a very interesting case for what Philippe Clement sometimes says, Marvin and Hugh, about, you know, the why things happen and so on. You know, he keeps talking about new players being signed and how this is bound to take time. So you go through the team tonight, the new players that would sign would be Casemiro, Barron and Barami, three in the starting 11. Mm-hmm. Aberdeen had Malloy, Nielsen, Keskinen. So, you know, it's the same. You know, in Aberdeen, when they turn to the bench, they bring on Ambrose, new, Palaversa, new. The Rangers fans are now saying, you know, it's Halloween tomorrow, Hugh. You know, the first couple of weeks of the season, fine, let players settle in, but
nah, it's not washing with the Rangers fans. There are many similarities between Philippe Clement and Erik ten Hag. always an excuse. An excuse about referees, an excuse about players, settling in periods, this, that, the other. The Rangers fans have stopped listening now. They don't like what they see on the park. They have the tangible evidence of a 9-point deficit to say that it's not working. The signings aren't working. Niels Coppen, who is his man recruitment chief, bringing in players like Robin Proper, who cannot even be trusted at Ibrox, far less Pittodrie. So the recruitment policy has failed. The team on the park has failed. The deficit is now at a level where Danny is describing it as dross. Caller before the game started described Philippe Clement as a clown. How much longer can this go on?
Is there no chance, Danny? I know that emotions are high. There's no way you see him being able to pull something back and rescue this season.
No way, it's finished. And back and relying on players like Raskin, who has been out of the team for that long because he's been rubbish, and now he's been carted in the night as the guy that's going to create something for us. It's bizarre. I feel sorry for Tavernier. He's been great for us for years, and I'm having to watch what he's been put through in the rank. I think it's a disgrace. Fed up and scunnered.
Let's bring in Daryl, who's on the line. Daryl, how do you feel? Daryl? Can you hear us, Daryl, on the other line? No? Maybe? Okay, we'll get some more reaction. Safe to say Danny's not too happy, and I think that'll probably be the theme of it, Hugh. It's actually hard to argue with any of that. What you can do is you can take a wider view and like we said, be genuine in your assessment that maybe Rangers can't afford to sack him after those results yesterday. Yeah. And who is it that's making that decision right now, and then who recruits the next guy? So I think these are all legitimate points to raise, but in terms of that pure football rage, and you know, that won't be the last person we hear to say the manager's done.
No, you can't pull the wool over people's eyes. They are looking and thinking, this is awful football, awful. And there are individuals who are never going to be Rangers players. And tonight, my overriding feeling is, I don't have a clue where they go from here, because nothing about the club adds up. On the park, off the park, losing money, hand over fist, no chairman, no CEO, no head of football operations, manager not trusted, not wanted by the supporters. Where do you go?
Matt is on the line. How are you feeling tonight, Matt? Don't swear, remember. Oh, it might be after 10 o'clock. It's still a family show.
Yes, I'm very disappointed in the performance tonight with Rangers. First half, terrible. No leaders. There's no direction in this team. The direction starts with the manager to infuse into the team. I cannot understand the substitutions in the second half. Rangers are chasing the game, and he brings on two defenders. Right? It's how bad Rangers are in the situation. They've not got anybody on that bench. It shows you the difference between them. I sent a video into Ibrox to tell him how to score goals as a centre-forward. Obviously, Cyril Dessers no watched it. Why take a touch in the box? He's in front of the goals. Put his laces through it and let's have a go. I'm actually shocked at the substitutions. There's no leadership at Ibrox, and the last caller says he feels sorry for Tavernier. What caused the goal for Aberdeen? Tavernier passing to the Aberdeen players in his own box. Put your laces through it and put it out for a throw-in or a try. There's no direction now, but it's absolutely shocking the way Rangers are going. But what do we do? We sack the manager and start again. Who are they going to bring in to place them? You know what I mean?
That's a good question. But what does that mean then? Does that mean you stick with them?
No, you can't stick with them. I stuck up from a few weeks ago on the phone and saying you can't fight a battle with your hands tied behind your back. But some of the statements that comes out, he's resting. Chesney got a wee knock in training, so the medical team says don't play him. If I'm a manager and the guy that scored 4 goals in 5 games, I'll say, listen, I'm playing him. Right? That's what you get. It's going to be strong. There's no direction, right? There's no leadership at all. From top to bottom, Rangers are in a bad state. Right? A bad state. And I'm worrying. We'll be lucky to be in the top 6, the same as the last caller says. Absolutely shocking. I'm 63, watch Rangers all my days. and we've always had leaders for the back. The spine of Rangers has always had leaders, goalkeeper, centre-half, midfield, centre-forward. They've got nothing. They've got no direction. They've not got any fight at all. It's a total disgrace. Would they bring another manager in for to go and get this semi-final against Motherwell?
Not a chance.
I mean, exactly, Hugh, you're right. They're not going to bring somebody in to play the semi-final.
But you... But Matt, you know, think about it logically. This is 10:15 Wednesday night. How could you possibly bring in a manager for a game that takes place at 3:00 on Sunday? The club has to go. Somebody somewhere has to manoeuvre them forward. In what way, I do not know, because the money's not there. The manager has lost. The dressing room lost, the club lost the support. But who now takes the whip hand and says what happens next? Because that is unclear.
Marvin, is the clue actually though in the performance level? You know, as Matt mentions, yes, obviously it's all about results and obviously it's about the points gap. But maybe the clue is in the performances more than anything. You can go to Pittodrie and not win the game. This Aberdeen team is doing very well. But we're now talking about even when Rangers win at home to St Mirren, even when they win to an extent away to Dundee United.
Home to St Johnstone.
There's no dominance there, really. And again, you've seen teams go to Pittodrie and it can be quite difficult. But, you know, ultimately, you put it this way, you can still tell who's the Glasgow team when you watch. You could for a bit in the second half. But not enough for the Rangers fans.
No way near enough. And as you said there, you know, off the top of my head, I was trying to think of when they've had good performances, winning games. Ross County obviously springs to mind because they scored 6. But today, there's no style to what they're doing. If somebody's told you to watch that game and analyse it and say what Rangers are trying to do, were they trying to get overloads in wide areas, were they trying to play through the lines? I have no idea. Because at the start of the game, they're going from back to front, trying to get up to Lawrence. The two holding midfielders are coming to get on the ball. They're smashing it over their head. Lawrence was losing the first contact. Aberdeen were regaining the ball. Second half, they had a 25-minute spell when they were brilliant. The first time they try and play through Aberdeen, they managed to do it. Lawrence should score a goal from it. You know, the goal comes from a little bit of magic, but they do. I think Raskin gets the ball. He plays a pass into centre of the park, gets out the other side, and they manage to score. But for me, that's the worrying thing. The performance level is not nearly high enough to be at Rangers Football Club. The style of football, I don't know what it is. And the manager's been there for over a year now where he should have had his stamp on things. Yes, there's new players and all those excuses, but I don't know what these new players are meant to be doing. There's not a single player within that Rangers team, outside of maybe Barron, by the way, who I think's had a good season, that's performing anywhere near the level that they should be. And that can't just be down to the players. It's down to the style of play. The manager has to get so much more out of people and he's not doing so.
Yeah. And that's why I go back to it. Who is going to determine where Rangers go from here? Because without question, the Rangers fans no longer want Philippe Clement to be the manager. Who is going to take hold of that situation and decide?
I mean, look, John Gilligan is the acting chairman, and that you know, he's the one that would need to get the board together, what remains, and George Letham and all the rest of it.
What's he doing? Like, what are you actually trying to do? What are you actually trying to get out on the pitch? Because it doesn't always work as a manager in terms of what you're trying to do. But please tell us, because, you know, it's been a year now, and I don't think there's a Rangers fan out there or a pundit or anyone else who can say, this is the way Rangers play. Celtic have a clear identity. Hearts manager's been there for 3 or 4 games. They've got an identity. I watched them play on Sunday.
Lost tonight, to be fair.
But you can still see what they're trying to do. I have no idea what Rangers are trying to do.
All right, let's thank Matt, who's very angry and upset, as you would expect. How would you describe your mood, Craig, in Moody's Burn?
Very angry, Gordon. I'm basically sick of this manager now. Obviously, I was speaking to you recently. I agree with Martin. Marvin.
That's all right, mate.
wholeheartedly. I mean, I don't know what Rangers try to do. Last time I spoke to you, I said, you don't know what Rangers try to do game to game. They turn up in Europe. And that, for the life of me, I cannot understand, because Rangers could go away to Nice, they could go away to the Belgian team are going to play and get results, but this is just absolutely diabolical. for me, I said it before, and I think a lot of my fellow fans are now maybe realising that I don't know. It could be an embarrassment, like before Gerrard came, and they could turn us down again. But for me, we need to go and get Derek McInnes. Walter wanted him as manager, and he made a joke. He said, "Oh, maybe I'm not the best at choosing managers because of Ali." But for me, I know Derek McInnes has not had a great start to the season, but he's a Rangers man, and for me, I do not understand what we're trying to do. You know, Clement's trying to do this inverted wing-back stuff with Tavernier and Jeff Day and Ridvan and the wingers wide. And I don't know if you remember, but it was a game last year that he subbed Cantwell after 25 minutes because he wasn't holding the width, which, when you look back on that, that's absolutely farcical because no player in that team holds any position at all. Again, like the previous column, get a wee bit annoyed, but I think we just need to cut our losses. I don't care what it costs to pay him off. Get the guy out of the club and go and get Derek McInnes.
By all means, Derek McInnes. But there's a practical dimension to this, Craig. You can't just say, "I don't care what it costs," because that really matters to Rangers. Yesterday, they posted losses of £17 million on their annual accounts. Mm. How, on a practical level, do they remove Philippe Clement when it would cost literally millions and millions of pounds?
Well, what's the solution? I mean, just stumble on. A caller earlier on said he can't see Rangers getting top six. I mean, that's probably exaggerating a little bit, but what's the solution? I mean, just carry on. And I said to Gordon last time I was on, it reminds me of Paul Le Guin. You know, Paul Le Guin fell out with Barry Ferguson, he fell out with Chris Boyd. This guy fell out with Hadji and Cantwell. You know, you look at Cantwell, by all accounts, Cantwell's actually doing quite decent at Blackburn. And I'm not saying I don't care what it costs, but what I mean from it is in long term, it's better to take this hit and get rid of this guy because Derek McInnes, and like I'm saying before, Paul Le Guin, I know Derek McInnes isn't Walter Smith, but we get rid of Paul Le Guin, brought in Walter Smith. And to me, like you were saying to you, like, where are Rangers going to go from here? Because it's just going to lumber on and lumber on. I mean, it might even be the case that Derek McInnes turns us down. I mean, he'd done it before because of budgets and stuff like that. But for me, I don't care what it costs. Obviously, he's going to be paid off. But this is going to get a hell of a... Sorry, I'm trying not to swear. But this is going to get a lot worse before it gets better. And I don't want it to get to the point that we go down and fans get to the point there's protests outside Ibrox, because that's where it's going now. There's going to be protests outside Ibrox unless this guy goes.
Well, what's the most damning indictment of him, Craig? Because there is a lot going on, obviously. And it can't all be one man's fault. That's never the way it is. What's the bit that reflects worst on Philippe Clement?
I think he said so much stuff that doesn't really make sense, Gordon. I mean, he said, and everybody was on board. They said, we need to get rid of the Lundstroms, we need to get rid of the Goldsons, we need to get rid of the, you know, the people who have let us down time and time and time again. That was fine, you know, and I hate going on about them, but when Ange Postecoglou came to Celtic and he lost a few of his first games, but Celtic fans could see something. This guy just doesn't seem to implement anything. He's been here a year, and I could count on one hand the amount of times I've said that's what his style is. And he comes out and he says, "Oh, you're going to see the real Rangers in October and November." We're at Halloween of all times of the year, and you know, we get a performance like that, and it's, you know, he was talking before the game as well, saying, "Oh, we're going to be up for the fight, up for the battle," and it's like, it's the same stuff. I mean, again, the Aberdeen second goal was comedy. I don't know what Taverney's trying to do. Just boot it out for a corner. I don't know what he's trying to do, and Butland's grasping at the ball and it hits the post. But that's the way you score against Rangers. You play it across the six-yard box, you get a tap-in. Rangers, for some unknown reason, seem to think that it's hump the ball into Dessers and something's going to happen. This has been since Michael Beagle was there, and he thought the answer was to play Sam Lammers as a partner for Dessers and play with no width. And then Clement came in and, you know, there was probably like the Hearts game where they scored two goals in injury time. That's the last time I can actually remember saying, right, there's something there. And then winning the cup, you think, right, okay. But I said, the last time I was on, I was saying it's Paul Le Guin. I said that earlier, obviously, in my comments. It's
for Craig, have you gone backwards, do you think? Do you think the team's gone backwards?
Yeah. Oh, definitely gone backwards, yeah. And Marvin, obviously, the thing is, like, downgrading. Rangers done this before, you know, in 2003. They won a treble and they downgraded. Fans will back it if they can see something on the pitch.
The point you made, Craig, about Ange Postecoglou. Ange Postecoglou lost three of his first six games as Celtic manager, and that was the end of it. He then won the league and cup the following season, hoovered up everything. By the time Ange Postecoglou was a year in the job, you knew exactly how Celtic played. The recruitment was first class as well. But I look at Butland tonight, for example, and you raised the topic of the second goal. Butland, for many people, was the marquee signing for Rangers. He, the goalkeeper's gone back along with everybody else.
Right, 01419511025. We're going to hear from Philippe Clement, hopefully before the end of the show. There are some quotes coming out of Tynecastle, Pittodrie already. One which might interest your Rangers fans. Philippe Clement said it was one of Rangers' better performances this season. I wonder what you make of that. Give us a call right now. We'll speak to you next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Watch as well as listen. Check out our YouTube stream now. Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
An incredible night across the Scottish Premiership, most notably at Pittodrie, where Aberdeen beat Rangers, and it goes 9 points the gap between the top two and Philippe Clement's side. There is anger, rage, frustration on the phone lines already. How do you feel out there? 01419511025. Marvin, as usual, it will get lost here, which is understandable in a way. How much credit do Aberdeen deserve?
Ah, an awful lot of credit. Not only for today, but for the way the season's gone. Listen, it looked like they were on the ropes when it went to 1-1, and they showed that resilience and that belief that they have within themselves. The manager, for me, was spot on with the substitutions he made. Deserves a massive, massive pat on the back, and they go on to win the game 2-1. As I said, you know, outside that 25 minutes, Aberdeen were the better team, and they deserve maximum credit. And I'm just waiting for my voice note from Nicky Devon, actually, as we sit here.
Because you tipped them to go to be bottom six.
Yeah, I did. So can I change that?
Since we're doing humble pie, Hugh, I've had a lot of people asking.
Yeah.
You said before the game Rangers would win comfortably. You then said that 1-1, Rangers' second goal was inevitable.
Yep.
How would you like your humble pie served?
With custard. I won't attempt mitigation or any of that old baloney. When I said I thought they'd win comfortably, I thought Tierney would play for a start. And Jeffrey would play from the start. Tierney clearly has an injury. Jeffrey was one of the manager's flights of fantasy. So when it did get to 1-1, I thought that at that point they were really on top of the game. But then they fell away. And all credit to Aberdeen. You touched upon it with Jimmy Tilleen. And I said it to you, he's got the Midas touch. Everything he touches turns to gold. Brings on the sub who scores the winning goal. So they surpassed my expectations, and the Rangers turned out to be unworthy of expectations.
On a kind of wider note, and look, I get it, it's easy. You're here and you need to stick your neck out early, and then people can pull you up when you get it wrong. But also you kind of enjoy that, and that's also what you're here for. Did you get Philippe Clement wrong? I'm thinking of the reaction tonight. A few people want me to ask you about your assessment of him. You were very impressed with him when he came in. Think you got him wrong?
He now does not resemble the man I looked at when he came into the club. When he won the League Cup a matter of weeks after coming in, and I did at the time say he had a strong backstory, and he did. League title winner twice in Belgium, considered a good enough coach to be given the Monaco job. He has, in my estimation, fallen apart in the Rangers job. Last season, I felt that the defeat at Dingwall, followed by the draw against Dundee, he blew up after that. He lost his way and Brendan Rodgers stood firm. And Celtic won the league and cup double, and he started a form of excuse making then. When he drew 3-3 with Celtic at Ibrox and said it was a moral victory, the alarm bells started to ring. And the man who was coherent, analytical, has now turned into the man who is incoherent. And his quote tonight, which you brought us, about that game at Pittodrie being one of Rangers' better performances, is an insult to the intelligence of every person who watched the game.
Richard, how would you sum up Rangers right now?
Diabolical. A club without direction. A team with no heart, no spirit, and no determination. A manager who is, at this point, completely and utterly out of his depth, clueless, and his comments saying that it's one of Rangers' better performances will be his parting comments to this club. He has to go. However, the difficulty that we face is the financial implications of that post and losses. Are the financial implications of keeping him in post greater when you're putting second place at risk? And the other issue that you now face is who would take the Rangers' job, because it's a poison chalice. It's a club with, as I said, no direction. It's a club with high expectations in a position where we're on a downward spiral. I don't know who Rangers could go and get. I think it wouldn't be Derek McInnes.
With regard, though, to the question of who would take the job, there would be a queue the length of Sucky Hall Street, because it's Rangers. And they have a fan base that, if the right man comes in and results get better and certainly performances get better, then you're rolling in a serious way. To go back to practicalities, if someone wants to bankroll the departure of the manager, then someone will have to come forward and do it.
So there's a similar question to what we asked previous callers, Richard, because there is a lot going wrong. There has to be. What is the bit that really is Philippe Clement's fault? What's the worst indictment of what he's doing?
There's no structure on the pitch. The team's constantly changing. You can't see any style of play. And it's like I think it was Marvin that said Ange Postecoglou got a few games under his belt and then he started to see a style. We've yet to see that. We're yet to see a style. We're yet to see anything proven on the park. And the frustrating thing is you get these results like the Europa League, it's a 4-0 win. It just papers over the cracks and it looks good on paper, but it really isn't anything, because the bread and butter of the club has to be the league. And we are not even in the shadow of Celtic anymore. We are now in the shadow of Aberdeen. We're that far behind. And to go up there and drop points again, fall further behind, it's just going from bad to worse.
Marvin, a few things that will sort of have to come back to the manager's door, because yes, they don't have as much money as Celtic. Mm-hmm. Yes, there are structural issues at the club. Yes, they played at Hampden rather than Ibrox and so on. But a couple of things that any manager just will never be able to escape. What does your style of play look like? Results can also be impacted by various factors. What does your style of play look like? And are you making players better? How is he coming up on those criteria?
Not very well. In fact, in terms of the style of play, and you're talking about Rangers Football Club, I think they've still got the biggest wage bill in the country, or if not, it's very, very close to Celtic's. For what he is turning out on a weekly basis, for what I saw today from Rangers, it's actually alarming. Is he making players better? No, I don't believe so. I think a lot of players are now looking like they've ran their race at Rangers, and that shouldn't be the case. I'm not talking about players that have, been there a long time. Some players who just came in don't look up to the standard. And like you said, that has to fall at the manager's door. He's not firefighting with, the lowest budget in the league. He has players there who are not doing what they need to be doing to win games of football. And for me, the reason they're not doing it is because they have zero style to them. You know, Richard spoke about, I think it was Richard or maybe it was Craig, spoke about who would take the job. Any manager with any self-worth would look at that team and say, there is not a single player that I don't believe can perform better than they currently are. That, for me, is the most alarming thing. If you're trying to challenge for the title and not one of your players, you know, people will look at and be like, I can get more out of him. You know, they really, really are struggling. And I don't like managers being sacked, but Clement has a lot of questions to answer. And if he thinks that's an okay performance and it's just down to being unlucky today, then he's, you know, so far wider than Marcus.
Let me just, I'm conscious of the time up there, Hugh. Let's thank Richard and ask Scott and Irvin. Scott, how angry are you tonight?
It's unbelievable. I'm absolutely raging with that. Absolutely raging. And to be honest, I'm more angry with the post-match interview against the Clement. He's just coming out with absolute nonsense. And you can see he's under pressure. And as Chris Boyd said, he's just kicking the can down the road. It's just more excuses. He's trying to say it's one of the better performances of the season. He's going on about luck and that. But we create nothing. There are 11 players out there that just don't even play as a team. I mean, they should call us the Strangers. That's what we should be called, the Strangers. No, the Angels, because there's like 11 Strangers out there.
Good line, I like that, Hugh.
Unbelievable.
You create a bad impression of yourself by saying something like that, because you encourage people to say, if you really think that, then you're even worse than I thought you were. And you are insulting my intelligence now. Very dangerous business. You might get away with that in Bruges. You might get away with it in Monaco. You don't get away with it in Govan.
Marvin, again, ultimately I think the results are the main thing, clearly, and the performances and all that. But just if you can then, your PR, just to help you in those difficult moments.
Yeah.
Does he say the right thing? Again, it's way down the list, right? But does he help himself?
I'll be honest, Gordon, if you'd have given us a list of things, of 10 things that he could have possibly said after the match, that would have been right at the bottom of what I would have expected him to come out and say. I actually expected for the first time him to come out and say that the players haven't performed nearly well enough. We've been physically bullied. We didn't stick to the game plan, et cetera, et cetera. The fact that he thinks that performance is okay, as you said there, it's alarming. And Scott's right. Rangers right now are playing off the cuff. And that's what you see sometimes in Europe. They'll get good results. They'll go and beat a Ross County 6-0. But equally, they'll go and lose 1-0 to Kilmarnock. You know, they'll stutter over the line against St Mirren. They'll go to Pittodrie and get beat. Those players have no idea where their teammates are. And I've played under good managers and I've played under bad managers. And when you play under good managers, you know exactly where your teammates are, which means you can build up play, which means when you lose the ball, you're putting pressure on the other team to get it back, which means you create chances. How many chances did Rangers create today from good play? One that Lawrence should have done better with. There's a bit of magic for their goal. But other than that, they were putting balls into the box. Tavernier gets his head on the end of something. If you're asking your right back to get onto the end of a ball from Sterling, who's a right winger, a right back playing right wing, it's so far from acceptable. And like you said, those comments there don't help him at all, as you said.
Talk to me more about that, Scott, that line about this being one of the better performances. What does that tell you? What does it do for your mood when you hear that?
The truth in any post-match interview, I call him the story man. He just wants to talk about stories. And you're talking about, like, Nicholas Raskin there came into the team. He was nowhere to be seen in the squad. He obviously had a falling out with Clement. But Raskin actually had a couple of shots at goal today. Now, that's a player that, fair enough, he's not started every game, but that's about 55 appearances now for Raskin, and he's not even scored a goal. And there you've got Celtic, you've got a right-back there that's got 3 goals in 5 games. We kind of get goals from midfield, but we can't even get goals for a striker. Dessel's hanging at 7 games now. The guy's been horrific since he signed. I've never liked him. But again, he plays one up. Why no change it? And again, Marfin was right. He's reactive with his subs. He's not proactive. I was speaking to my mate Stephen. After him, Marfin ended up saying, I said to my mate Stephen while the game was commencing, why no go 2 up? And that even bring Dessers off. And I say, as much as he's terrible, keep him on. Bring Agmani up front with him. But it's crazy. It's just the same old same.
There's no build-up though, Scott. That's your problem. Rangers have no build-up, so they don't have sustained pressure in the final third, so there's no chances created for Dessers. There's no chance of a midfielder scoring. You know, there's no chance of players coming from deep and scoring goals for them.
Thank you very much to Scott. We are going to hear the thoughts right here on the show of Philippe Clement. They are coming up next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboards. Watch as well as listen. Check out our YouTube stream now. number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Marvin Bartley and Hugh Keevans are here, and yes, you're not hearing things. It is 10:45 in the evening, but it was the type of night in the Premiership that called for this. We're going to go back to the phones in a second. Let's get the thoughts of Philippe Clement on tonight's defeat at Pittodrie.
Yeah, I think we were the team in the second half going for the winning goal, getting the most time in the box of the two teams, but we were not clinical enough in that way to take the lead, and then on one of the spare moments that Aberdeen came in our box, they were lethal today. So that's disappointing. Also, knowing that we scored the goal and it's disallowed for a toenail offside, could have been a different result also out of that. But we need to work hard to get these results and to get these results over the line. That's our task to do with all squad.
And what about the gap at the top? This was his answer on that.
Yeah, it's a big gap, but if you're focused on the gap, you're not focused on taking the points. So when I stepped in last season, there was also a big gap at that moment, and we came back all the way, but not succeeded at the end of the road. So it was a story game by game, giving the maximum to get the 3 points and going game by game. So that's what we need to do again.
Serge is on the line. How do you feel about your team tonight, Serge?
I'm just baffled as a Rangers fan that where do we go from here? And it's not just on the park I'm worried about. We post £17 million debt in one season. Where is my club going? And I, unfortunately, I don't get to as much games as I'd love to. And I'm speaking on behalf of guys coming down to Aberdeen who might need to take a day off work, who probably the half day today, the loyal fan base who are stuck through this club through dark days, it ain't good enough. And not just on the field, from top to bottom. Something has to change at our club. I don't know what, but it ain't good enough. And see these guys that go week out, week in, week out, home, or home and away, I really feel sorry for them. They deserve far better.
How bad was it tonight, Serge?
I don't really think. You go to Pittodrie and Rangers are doing well, and Aberdeen are rubbish in the Rangers game. I thought Rangers, it might be the other way about tonight. I think we're concerning ourselves too much on the park. Obviously, the performances are rubbish. It's no working. 9 points, that could be eradicated come February. It's not just on the park, it worries me. It's the whole situation at the club. It's worse than when it was under Charles Green. At least under Charles Green, we knew there was some sort of a criminality of people who didn't have the club's best interests at heart. We've got so-called Rangers men at the helm, right at the club, and it's no good enough.
I get what Serge means, but at the same time, you can't fix your financial picture anytime soon.
No.
And you can't sort all that off-field stuff anytime soon. So that's why the focus is on the pitch. I know what Serge means. Mm-hmm. But right now, you need a manager that's getting the most out of what's there. You need to start getting results. You need to start picking the right team, picking the right players, playing them in the right way. That's the only bit that can be fixed remotely soon. Serge isn't wrong. Yes, no, there are bigger pictures, but they are.
So we bring ourselves to Sunday, 3 p.m. Motherwell Rangers Premier Sports Cup semi-final. If Rangers lose that match, there is nowhere for Philippe Clement to go other than back to Belgium, because how much do you expect people to take? And I'm very much afraid, and he's a good and decent man, John Gilligan, but I'm very much afraid somebody like John, the interim chairman, is going to have to address the Rangers supporters sooner rather than later and tell them, to what extent he can, what's coming down the line here. Because tonight the impression I'm getting is of a support at their wit's end. And as I say, if Motherwell were to knock Rangers out of the cup on Sunday, that is the end for Philippe Clement. There are simply no way that you can come back from that. So, is there a succession strategy? is it the case that he would have to stumble on because there's no money to pay him off? But they are living on a day-by-day, game-by-game basis. Therefore, you roll on to Sunday, and if Rangers lose on Sunday, then I'm very much afraid that club and fans are divorced from each other.
Serge, it's all pretty doom and gloom, isn't it? You're not seeing much or anything optimistic at all anytime soon.
Well, what I can say, I do believe that the contract Clement signed, the new contract, and it was the same as Michael Beale, there is a clause that if we go more than 8 points behind the league leaders, usually Celtic, you will only get a year's severance, right? But Clement has 21 backroom staff at Rangers as well. 21. Oh, we have a transition.
Are you sure about? I don't think there'll be a clause in a contract talking about points caps, will there?
Well, I believe there is. I believe there is, and it comes from a very good source. But we're getting off topic here. Basically, the club is absolutely a shambles from top to bottom. Now, I'm no criticising, but it's no good enough. There's fans paying good money week in, week out. They're paying money to my jails, which is a scandal, an absolute legalised taking money for fans, right? For the privilege to go on a season ticket waiting list. This fan support has been one of the most loyal in world football, given what we've been through the past 10 years. But let's not kid ourselves. We've been second best to Celtic for nearly 20-odd years now, on and off for a couple of seasons. Let's not kid ourselves. The Malaysia Rangers has been... you only need to look at the amount of trophies Celtic have caught up since 2001, 2002. It's just no good enough. And I'm a big believer that Scottish football as a whole needs a good third force to push Rangers and Celtic, but Rangers need to be at the forefront of that. No the third force and see the way things are happening now. I don't know where we go as a club, right? But I tell you what, Scottish football needs a strong Rangers as well as a strong Celtic and a strong continual third force, or Scottish football is done, as far as I'm concerned.
Before we get into the Scottish football is done aspect of it all, we have to work out where Rangers go from here. And as I say, there will have to be some kind of directorial message delivered to the fans, because right now they are...
The fans don't want to hear it. The only thing that fans will want to hear, I think, from anyone on the board of Rangers is that Clement is no longer the manager. Anything else, I think you're just adding fuel to the fire. I really do, if they come out and speak about anything else, because the fans are not interested in anything other than winning games of football. And right now, they're not doing it. Yeah. Right now, there's no style. If you're going to come out and speak, I believe the fans will be thinking, all we want to see is that flag on Twitter, as they say, and the manager's gone from the football club.
Well, in that case, the situation goes from game to game. The next game is Motherwell in the Cup at Hampden. And if Rangers fail to win that, then I have no idea where they go from there.
Thank you to Serge. I think you could hear the emotion in Serge's voice talking about the despair that he's experiencing just now around his team. And as you can hear, the full-time whistle about to go on us, but it is nearly 11 o'clock at night. Hugh is hours late for his Horlicks. Horlicks are red tonight when you get in. What are you thinking?
I don't think there's any debate over that.
Is that a temptation even at this late hour?
Are you kidding?
I'm the same as you, Hugh. I'm going to have a whispering angel.
Yeah. Well, if I listen, knew what that was, I'd be impressed.
You've got an empty for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody
I'm
knows it.
Me and the dog.
So there we go. Right, thank you for all your time. It was quite a night. It was the night that saw Rangers fall 9 points behind Celtic and Aberdeen. Do not forget, you can listen to this all again wherever you get your podcasts. You can watch it back on YouTube. I'm sure we'll have highlights from the show on our social media channels as well, because the reaction to tonight is going to go on and on. So thank you again. It was a long shift for you all. Thanks for staying with us. We will be back tomorrow night for more of the same. 6 o'clock, set your alarms. Be here, because you know this is the place to be after nights like this. We'll speak to you at 6 tomorrow. Sleep well.